Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad you called right now. This is Dr. Neil here. As you know, I change the messages every day with some words I'd like to share with you, but to change our format today, I've asked my wife, Nancy, to share with you some words that she received from the Lord. Nancy?
There are two scriptures I'd like to call to mind. One was concerning Peter in prison, and the scripture says, "Suddenly an angel appeared, and the chains fell off." There's another scripture about Paul and Silas. While they were praying and singing in prison, suddenly chains came loose. That's in Acts 16. This is the way God works. We sometimes have to experience the very worst before we can be delivered, but we will be delivered. God may keep us waiting, but He will always remember His promises and will appear in time to fulfill it. He is faithful to His trusting children and steadfast to His purpose. It's always safe to trust in God's way and His timing. No matter how desperate the situation may be, God is able to deliver. Our place is to endure with patience and joy and leave it in His hands, knowing He reigns. Psalms 51:17 says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, You will not despise." Those who have been gripped by the Holy Spirit and are used for God's glory are those who have been broken in their finances, selfishness, ambitions, lofty ideas, worldly reputation, desires, and health. The list could go on and on. He uses the totally hopeless and helpless, just as Isaiah said, "The lame will carry off the plunder." Isaiah 33:23. Difficulty is actually the atmosphere surrounding a miracle, or a miracle in its initial stage. To be a great miracle, the surrounding conditions will be not simply a difficulty, but an utter impossibility. It is the clinging hand of His child that makes a desperate situation a delight to God.
That's right. And you are very special who hold this telephone. And Nancy, would you pray for this person who may be going through a desperate situation?
Father, I praise You that You know the needs of this one that is coming before You, that You knew what she had in her heart or he had in their heart before they even came. And You are right there to answer. Lord, grace this one to trust and wait in Your perfect time and Your way in their life, knowing that nothing but the best will come of it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thanks for calling, my friend. God bless you. Goodbye.